Welcome back to another Halacha Shir, and today, Mi'etz Hashem, we will start discussing the Halachis of Yomim, Noiroam, Abal, Leinu, L'Toiva, and we will start with the Halachis of Slichos. In the Ramah and Simen Tov Kuf Payalef, it's brought down, Va'imdim, Va'ashmoiros, Loimar, Slichos, Be'em Rishon, Shefenei Rosh Hashanah. The Sunday before Rosh Hashanah, we start saying Slichos, the Bnei Ashkenaz, we start saying Slichos in the morning of Yom Rishon, Va'ashmoiros, which means the last portion of the night. If Rosh Hashanah lands up on a Monday or a Tuesday, we start from the Sunday a week before that, because you want to have at least 4 days of Slichas, because together with the 6 days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva that you can fast, you have altogether 10 days which you can fast. Therefore, you want at least 4 days of Slichas before Rosh Hashanah. And it sounds like the Ikar Zman for Slichas is Bashmiras, which means the last part of the night. Like the Magen Avraham says, that the reason is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shot b'yudches elef olamos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes around the 18,000 different olamos. V'soif alayla shot b'olam hazeh v'eitz ratzon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is around Kav Yachol in the olam hazeh at this time, and it's eitz ratzon, and therefore it's a time to eitz ratzon say slichas. And the Matan Ephraim says, V'achshav mis'achrim al aroyv arascholos amud hashachar. These days we push it off till the beginning of amud hashachar. Which is the first day of Slichas, you wake up a little earlier in order to say in the Pizmoin, it has to be at night. And he says the Mat Ephraim, even someone, still he should wake up early and say Slichas, even though he learns. And the Aruch HaShulchan already is made that the minig was that even Ba'oida Yoim Gadol, they said Slichas. That means even after it already turned light, they woke up then, they woke up a little earlier, and they said Slichas. And Be'emes, he says like this, that really, a lot of times in the Slichas, you say a Lashon, Lailo, Ashmaris Avoker, and he says, maybe you should skip those words if Yitaka didn't wake up early before Alois HaShachar. But Lamaisa, I saw in the Kavitz Halachas from Shmuel Kamenetsky, he says that the Lashon Shachar Kamti, you could say this Lashon, because Lamaisa, you're waking up earlier than usual, and therefore, it's not called Davish Karim by saying those Lashonos. And therefore, as long as you woke up a little earlier than usual, it's fine to say those words. So, Akaponim, it sounded like with Aruch HaShulchan already, that the minig was that they didn't wake up Mamish before when it's dark, or Mamish by Leis HaShachar. They woke up a little later than that, but as long as it was earlier than a regular Shachar, they woke up to say Slichas. Now, some have a minig to say Slichas after Chatzos Halayla, after midnight. And that's an early minig. We actually do that. A lot of the Klai Yisrael does that on the first night Slichas. And it's Mvui in the Zoya HaKadosh, that that's the Eitz Ratzon Gadol at that time after Chatzos. And therefore, Be'etzem, that's if someone can't wake up before Alayis HaShachar, the second to best time is really after Chatzos. That's really the best time because then it's a big Eitz Ratzon. And Taka, that's how we know it when it comes to the first night Slichas. But there is a Mishabura that says like this. So what coming out, just to recap, is that the Zman, the best time for Slichas is either right after Chatzos, or the last third of the night, or by Alois HaShachar, and even by day, it's fine. In the morning, you could say Slichas Milchatchila. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Tov Kuf Samachay, Sivkot Nyabez, I'll read you his Lashon. It says, Ein loymer koydem Chatzos laila shum Slichas. You should not say Slichas before Chatzos. Ein loyma shum slichas v'lo yugim amidos v'shum ponim lo'olam. You should not say the yugim amidos, which is the Hashem Hashem. You should not say that before chatzos at night before chatzos v'shum oifim v'shum ponim lo'olam. Chus v'yamim kapurim. And I saw also in the Pesukei Teshuvos it brings down from Kabbalah. It writes like this: Avol fe chatzos alayla pi tayrus haKabbalah osur loyma slichas v'yugim amidos v'shum ponim ki u'mekatzis b'netios v'ze ma'aser ra umar. It's a terrible thing. So the Ma'aser, the Mishabura Paskins, and as I state in the Sifri HaKabbalah, that you should not say the Yugim Midos or Slichos at night before Chatzos. That's not the right time to say, it's not an Eitz Ratzon that time. You should not say the Yugim Midos before Chatzos. And Ramay Shira Tshuva has a big Arichis on this, and Aruch Chaim Chelek Beis Simon Kofei, and he ends like this. He says, Ach, if it's impossible to say Slichas after Chatzos, and if that city will not have a Tzibur davening Slichas with a minion, if it has to be after Chatzos, then Yesh lahat v'geda hira'a shah gam mitchila. You could say it earlier. Ki v'dvar me'elu zakir ma'yishe ein mekar me'gemara. Lehem divra v'seinu ha'achrein al pi sifri ha'kabala. It's really a pi kabala. Shemestavish ein mizah indian Israel. She'ein me'ilin koyach yigimol midas shesh haftachos yachshu reikam. We know, saying yigimol midas has a haftach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that will always be answered. He says, that haftach will not happen before Chatzos, like a stam tefillah. V'lechein, kidei shlo yispatlu, loy maslicho, shlo yil, tzibra shum, v'shoyer v'shul tshuva, toy v'yos l'mah v'tchilas v'ra yishar. Moshe writes that you should not say slichas before Chatzos. But he says, in a case where you're not going to have the tzibra, it can't say in the morning, and they're not going to say it after Chatzos, and the only way you will have a tzibra saying slichas is by saying it before Chatzos, so then you go ahead and do it. That's what Ramosha says. Sounds like a very big Shas Adchak, Hira, Shah. The minyan won't come together from that. And then you can do a Fokatzoitz. In the Sefer Mishmeres Shalom, he also has Mekel B'Shas Adchak to say Slichas Fokatzoitz. But he says, like upon him, you should make sure that it's the middle Ashmur of the night, which is around 2 hours before Chatzos, and not before that. And I also saw in Shmuel Kamenetsky in Kerem Tzalachas, he says, Ein Loimar Slichas Kerem Chatzos Alayla. He says, Oma Mikro, Shu Nimtza Mokum Shah Tzibo Eim Slichas Kerem Chatzos, Ve'in Lishum Breira Acheres. He's not going to be able to daven with a minyan without going to this minyan, so then he can say Slichas with them. So like upon him, the bottom line is, it's a Be'ikar Adin, Medivre Kabbalah, Mishru Pas like that, you should not say Slichas before Chatzos, at night before Chatzos, you should not say Slichas. If it's a Shas Adchak, there's no other way, you're not going to be able to daven Slichas if not. So then, we have different Mahalchim, like Rav Moshe, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, who with Shas Adchak, they give a Roi Shah to go say Slichas at that time.